Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back here for the 7 o'clock hour on a football Friday. A lot of football stuff to get to here this morning that we'll jump all over. Evan Bame, center guard for the Miami Dolphins, going to join us here in just a second, so we'll jump on with him. By the way, on Thursday Night Football, some of the worst quarterbacking I've ever seen from Philip Rivers last night.
You scared me this morning. By saying the Chargers now could be in that quarterback conversation
when it
comes to the draft.
I was just talking, but yeah, the 4th and 10, doesn't see the safety over the top, throws the interception, and Raiders have jumped right back into playoffs. Hey, we got to jump right back into it with a little Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, joining us right now on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sharon is Evan Bame from the Miami Dolphins. Evan, good morning. Thanks for joining the show.
Good morning, fellas. How are we doing today?
Evan, we're doing great, man. We always like to be with badass guys. It makes us feel a little tougher in here when you join us, so thank you, man. Hey,
thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no, thank you. All right, so you've seen it all, man. I almost forgot during the Dallas game you had to move to left guard. You're playing center. You're playing right guard. I guess you just know now as a professional it's no longer just about one position, right? Is it? You got to know guard both ways and the center position and everything else. Is that where the league is right now?
I mean, I don't know for everyone else. I can't speak for them, but for myself, I've gotten a start at all three positions, I believe. So, the more you can do, I feel like the better your chances are. And I'm just going out there and doing the best I can to try and help this team win the football games and have fun doing it.
Well, by the way, speaking of how much, before we get back to offensive line stuff, how nice was it after teasing everybody and having the lead at half and controlling some games and you lose them late to finally get a win? I can't even imagine what it felt like, all the work you guys have put in and everything that's been said, to finally get that win, especially against the Jets. How special was that?
No, it's huge. Number one, because it's Flo's first win of his head coaching career, and I think you said it right. We won a game, but our goal isn't just to win one game this season. You know what I mean? It's to win multiple games, and I think everybody in the locker room got a taste of what that felt like, and against a divisional opponent, that's also huge. And it felt good. It was an awesome time in the locker room. It was fun. Now I think it proved to everybody that we can do it, and we have the abilities and the talent and the capabilities and everybody in that locker room to go out and win football games.
Evan, the O-line seems to be getting a little bit better. Is this just a timing thing with each other, getting more time playing with each guy out there and now maybe getting a guy back or two, Davenport maybe coming back? Like, is it just a timing thing now that you guys are getting better?
I think so. You had Jamarcus, myself. Danny Isadora, like you mentioned, Julian Davenport, and us four guys. I mean, we rolled in at the very beginning of the season, not knowing anybody except for me and J-Webb, really, because we came from Indianapolis together. But I think especially in the offensive line, it's a room where your guys have to be the closest because you're essentially have five guys doing one job and protecting the person and trying to open up holes for another. I think the camaraderie that we have within the offensive line has gotten stronger. Our relationships with each other has gotten stronger. We became better friends, closer friends, to know how one another plays off of each other and stuff like that. So I think that shows on the field of, we're getting comfortable with each other outside of the football field, but we're also getting comfortable with each other's strengths and weaknesses on the football field. And when we're buying in the Gugis techniques and then what he's telling us to do, I think that's also showing.
So which position, if everybody's healthy and you have your choice and not because of injury or waiting to see who can play and who can't play and like, all right, Evan, you're back in there. What position you feel more comfortable with?
Man, I just want to help the team win.
Okay.
To be honest, if at that right guard, center, left guard, long snapper, you know, whatever it is, it's I want to help this team win as much as possible, as soon as I can. So I think that's my answer.
Yeah. Hey, I want to ask you, the Ryan Fitzpatrick thing is one. I've been around the team now for a long time. When he comes out to the way he kind of takes control of everything with the receivers and you guys hang out before the game, sitting on the bench, all you guys shooting a breeze together. Whatever it is, he's got it. I know we could just say, make it easy and say his leadership, but what is it about that guy, man? Everybody likes this guy on every team he's ever been on, black, white, big, small, fast, slow. They all like this dude.
You're exactly right. Everybody on this team loves Ryan. He just has that certain aspect about him, and I think you said it's his leadership. He knows how to lead different people at different times. Leading the wide receiver and running back room can be different than leading the tight end and offensive line room, and vice versa, you know what I mean? And he knows what to say and how to say it in those situations. He knows what he wants. He knows what he sees on film, and he knows how to get us in those certain positions where we can try and protect him the best of our ability and him to get the ball down the field into playmaker's hands.
I always wonder when I see you kind of looking up at center and I see him pointing and stuff. So I figure, well, those two are trying to figure out if they're blitzing and where everybody's coming from. What is that like, and who's making the calls on all that stuff?
You know, mainly Ryan. I let Ryan control the show because, like I said, he's been in the league for, 14 years now, and he sees what he wants, and he knows what he wants, and he wants to put us in a certain position that will make him successful, make this offense successful and go, and wherever he wants to put a certain point and wherever he wants, whatever he sees and wherever he wants us to go, you let Ryan control that, and we go off what he wants.
Evan, you brought up your O-line coach before, Coach Googs. What kind of guy is he like, or what kind of guy is he like in the locker room?
Oh, he's a firecracker, man. That's how I would explain him. You know, I think if anybody's ever came out to a practice, we're on the far field, you can hear him from the stands. Just because he demands perfection out of all of us. And he makes practices, he makes the week so much harder than the games. He's putting the pressure on you. He's making sure that you're taking the right footwork, you're taking the right sets, you're using your hands correctly, and if you're not, you're going to hear about it. But just because he's demanding perfection out of you, to make sure he's able to just relax and let us go out there, not think on Sundays and go play football.
Evan, I got to ask you another one, a little bit off the field, more in that dining facility you guys have. You got to help me. Everybody's on this health kick now, man. It's been a hard adjustment for this old guy you're talking to right now. But I just look, and so I go in there sometimes and eat, especially in the off season during the workouts, and I see it, and I'm like, damn, man, whatever happened to all the old stuff? That how are you doing on the new diet that everybody's doing to be healthier and all that stuff? I mean, you guys are – they want to keep you guys heavy. They don't want you guys at 280 or 270. This is not high school. So how do you guys do with that? Do you still like burgers and all the other stuff, or do you stay away from it now?
Oh, yeah. You still have to have those cheap meals every once in a while here and there and stuff like that. But I'll tell you what, I got married this off season, and she's a very picky eater. So I think going into her little diet has forced me to eat healthier. So I'm kind of getting used to everything more and more now. So I praise my wife for allowing me to get used to the healthy lifestyle of eating.
All right, well, Evan, I have to ask
this.
That's
pretty good, man.
I got to ask a follow-up, though. You have to ask the follow-up. All right, so, Evan, you're allowed one cheat meal. You're allowed one meal just that you like. Forget about the wife for a second. The menu is just yours. What's that menu look like?
I'm starting off with I'm starting off with like the shrimp cocktail from St. Elmo.
Okay.
It's a good, great choice.
I'm going to be there Saturday night. Thank you. Go ahead.
Keep going. I like this already.
Okay, my main course is probably going to be some burnt ends from Jack Stack for sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great call.
Kansas City barbecue.
Great call.
Kansas City barbecue.
You just got Hollywood in our back, our producer, licking
we're
his
all
chops
laughing.
Too. Right?
He's going to every NFL city right. with
I'm
all
okay
the best.
With this.
He's good.
Great.
This guy's good right here.
I feel like it's not done yet. Keep going, Evan.
No, man. Okay, so the side's got to be like the cheesy corn and some French fries.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I'm a big dessert guy.
Yeah, you got to have a dessert. I was going to ask you, where's the
dessert?
I know
too many big guys don't like dessert. Right. What's the dessert?
This is going to tell a lot about you, Evan. Right here is going to tell a lot about you on this dessert.
I know. But I'm a big custard guy. Like custard, like ice cream.
Really?
Wow. So like frozen custard. So like in Kansas City, we have this place called Custard's Last Stand. And in Lee Summit. And I mean, that spot. In high school, that's why I became an offensive lineman for sure.
See, I thought you could tell me the offensive lineman stuff had to do with you being such a nice guy, and then you get on the field and everybody goes, "What happened to Bane, man? This guy's nuts." How do you turn that on and off? I love reading about that stuff. Even your wife had to go, "Honey, you're so sweet around the family and around me. I was watching you on the field. Who are you? What's that like?"
Right. You know, I just go out there, man, and I've been hearing, so my dad was a head football coach at the high school that I went to, that I grew up in, and so I grew up around football, and I always heard coaches talk about how this is a game, and how you just have to go out and have fun playing a game, but while you're doing it, you have to turn on this little nasty streak, but when you're not, then you can be whoever you want to be, I grew up with a great family. I grew up with a great support system that allowed me to be myself and do the things that I wanted to do. And my parents raised me right to be a great kid on and off the field, yes or no, sir. But, you know, once you step over that white line, you know, there's something that clicks. It's like, okay, well, now I got to go out and support my family. I got to go out and support myself and do the things that I need to do to be – become successful in this league, and something just clicks, and I just want to go out there and be physical.
Awesome stuff, Evan. By the way, you don't realize this yet, and you don't know me very well, but the burnt ends thing just got us to become best friends. We're now best friends.
Oh, perfect.
Right, that's it.
Evan,
yeah, burnt ends. Yeah.
Evan, my partner's carrying about the same weight you are, so you guys can get after her pretty
ends.
Good.
You got to get me on the custard thing, though. I'm not a custard guy. I'm going to have to try that out.
He grew up with that custard because I did too, man.
I know. I get it. But burnt ends, he's got me all day long with that. Evan, thanks for the time, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Very good, Evan. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. That was Evan Bame. Burnt ends. It's a great meal, but I know Hollywood is happy about that.
You jerk.
You're a burnt ends guy.
I love burnt ends.
I know.
That was a really uncool thing to say.
No, you called me the fat guy.
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
I just said you guys same weight.
Yeah.
I
didn't get
he's
into
an
weight.
Offensive lineman.
Right. So I guess I am. I am an
Zach's
offensive
not exactly
lineman.
An athlete.
Doesn't matter.
I think that was a worse shot than his.
Yeah, I didn't say that. I never say anything about that.
By the way,
I'd like to see this guy step on a scale and see if it doesn't say 300.
Who?
You.
I'm not close to 300.
No, I don't think he's 300.
Hate to break
I
that
could
dude.
Usually tell. It's like, you know, you have the radar.
We can get a scale in here. It can be arranged.
I'm not close to 300.
I'll stop this quickly. Are you the ultimate Fins fan? In celebration of the NFL's 100th season, the Miami Dolphins invite you to enter for the experience of a lifetime. Each month, a different offer will be unveiled. An exclusive Dolphin-centric experience of a lifetime will be awarded to a special Florida resident fan. To nominate a deserving fan, and for more information, go to dolphins.com/experiencefins. That's dolphins.com/experiencefins.
All right, we're going to check in on a little high school football with Larry Bluestein. That's coming up as we had the first round of high school football playoffs. Most of the games taking place tonight, but we had a big one last night. Blue's going to join us, get us caught up on this first week of high school football playoffs when we come back, though.
One of the best times of the year right now for this next guest coming up here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. It's high school playoff time, high school football playoff time. And it's already started, but Larry Bluestein going to come on and join us right now, talk about everything else going on this weekend and going forward. Larry, our boy Blue, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I'm doing, like you said, this is the best time next to National Signing Day. This is Super Bowl time, yeah. And it's got underway in a big way last night.
By the way, I was going to say, Booker T sent an early message to all the 4A teams. Just because we had to play the first week, you don't want to play us. They looked really good, 35-14 over Carroll City, who also we thought was going to be really good this year.
Yeah, I'll tell you, NAR, you know, I mean, and last night watching the game, and this is one of the important things that people don't realize, but you watch a game last night, and I'm sure that University School and Cardinal Gibbons and Gulliver were all up in the stands thinking, oh, wow, we could play with them. But until you line up with that talent, against that talent and that speed, you just have no clue. I mean, they were making mistakes, and they were turning balls over because of the opposition, and not because these teams are not good. But and if those teams want to think that way, more power to him, because I'll tell you what, Booker T's is right now, and I told you this right now, I think they're the third best team in South Florida right now. I mean, behind Northwestern and St. Thomas, because this is a really good football program, and in every way, they do it offensively. They swarm at you defensively.
Real good.
Yeah, they're really good, and I think if people get stuck into thinking that, they did this and they didn't do that last night, you're mistaken, because this is a good, really good program.
So you're telling me the 4A is like the SEC? Is that what we're talking about right now? That's
4A
how good
is
it
the is? SEC, right. Zach. They are, you know, and those teams that I mentioned, because now you have Gulliver going to be hosting Booker T next week, and then the winner of tonight's Cardinal Gibbons and Monsignor Pace game will get Channing Crowder's University School next week. So.
What do you think of that?
Any easier.
And you know, those teams you just mentioned, Gulliver's got some great players. I don't know if they have enough, and that's going to be the problem. It's a little bit like University. University got some big-time players, but do they have enough even being well-coached? And Booker T is just nobody plays a schedule.
They're going to show up, and they're going to be the host, and it's going to be a great game. But I just want those people to realize that the Booker T team that you saw last night is a very, very good football program.
Very, very loud and clear last night, no question. All right, hey, listen, I'm excited about tonight, a Dade Broward matchup. I think this could go either way. Western's defense. Even in the first half last week against St. Thomas was really good. It was the second half of wasn't even the defense's fault. It was actually special teams and Western's offense. But South Dade and Western should be one hell of a game tonight. South Dade looked like they lost a couple late in the year, but, man, they're those two good teams.
Yeah, road trip for South Dade. I mean, coming all the way from Homestead to out to West Broward County. It's going to be, you know, like you said, it South Dade just 3 weeks ago was undefeated, number 1-8-A team in the state. So, you know, times have changed for them. That Palmetto game kind of took a lot out of them. They lost to Carroll City, and then they lost to Hialeah. So, still a good team, but you said Western's got a strangling defense, and they played extremely well. But they got to find ways to put points on the board. There's no doubt about it. I mean, because South Dade has played. There's no doubt South Dade's played a much tougher schedule. So, other than St. Thomas last week, Western hasn't really been tested. University School beat them earlier in the year, but it's going to be it's going to be a really good battle.
Who do you like, Blue?
Football teams.
Who do you like in it? You've seen them both.
I like Western at home. I think it's going to be a really low-scoring game. It's going to be one of those 14-10 type of ball games. It should be because both teams have good defenses. But I think Coach Rack has a really good team, and then the winner will have to play against Palmetto, it looks like, or Tarabella, but most likely Palmetto.
Hey, the other game that's really good tonight, kind of sneaking up, another little Dade Broward special, Plantation and Hialeah.
Yeah, that's, you're right. That's way under the radar. Hialeah has played extremely well. They've won 7 games. That's it. And especially when you talk about the teams that they've played. They went to Lakeland and had to play Lakeland. So they've lined up against some of the Palmetto. They're tested, and we all know that Coach Steve Davis has a really good team. I think St. Thomas Aquinas is that common denominator. You take that out of Plantation's mix, you take that out of a few schools' mix, and they've had had a great year. Plantation really has limited the opposition other than the St. Thomas game to just a touchdown game. So it's going to be a really good battle. I think if people miss that, you're missing out on a really good first-round game. It's at Mylander Stadium in Hialeah, and certainly it's going to be one of those 7-8 games. But as we know, the winner of that game has to play St. Thomas Aquinas or, you know, South Broward, but I give St. Thomas Aquinas the nod there.
Who do you like, by the way, when you look at all the playoff matchups? I got them all in front of me right now, but who do you think from this point on might have the easier schedule to get to the state championship? I know it's playoffs. I know every game is going to be big, but I know that you see all these matchups in the next round and the round after that. Who do you think out of the top teams has the best shot to get to states?
St. Thomas, because now they really won't face anybody. I mean, Palm Beach Lakes could be a little pushback, but if you've seen St. Thomas, Zach, you know that their defense is as good as any defense in the state, and certainly that they'll have the easier ride. Toughest ride is going to be in 4A. I mean, whoever comes out of 4A, whether it's Gibbons or U School or Gulliver or Booker T, is. Or pace, it's going to be a real chore. You know, you look at 5A, you still have it's a really a two-team race. I mean, I hate to cut out other teams, but it's Northwestern, it's American Heritage, and those are two teams that are going to collide definitely. And 6A, it's going to be interesting because Dillard's all of a sudden now people are taking Dillard a little bit more serious. They're undefeated. They're the number two seed. If Miami Central wins this evening, Central will have to go on the road to Naples while Dillard remains home. So that could be very interesting down the road. In 3A, Chaminade Madonna looks like the team. Now they'll play Somerset, which won last night, and Coach Javi Valdez has done a great job with Somerset. And then Luther Campbell and Edison could be a real surprise. A lot of people don't realize, but they'll have Westminster this week. If they win, they'll have Calvary Christian, and they could get to the third round of the playoffs really easily. And 8A is going to be a kind of a crapshoot. You have a good Palmetto team, plays good defense, but looming there are Deerfield Beach and also Vero Beach, which is in the region. They're undefeated as well, so it's not going to be an easy road. But I think to answer your question, I think St. Thomas Aquinas has the easiest. If there is an easy road, they have the easier road.
Hey, one question before we let you run here. Because you're so involved in recruiting and players, what were your thoughts on Deion Sanders to Florida State as a head coach potentially? What do you think of that?
There's more to it than coaching, and when you got to recruit and you got to do a lot of other things, I think that Deion's kind of overestimating what the job's all about. Really, a great guy, great football mind, but nah, that's. You got to get somebody who's been in tune in recruiting, somebody who's been in tune in football and the daily operations of running a football program. And I was talking to Hollywood about that before we came on. It makes no sense. I mean, it's great publicity, but how much does he really know about running a program day to day? He knows a lot about the game, but there's so much more to it, Joe.
How about just going through all the rules and regulations of the NCAA?
Yeah.
He's going, God, you mean I can't just go out with the kid and throw the football around? No.
He won't be able to wear his Under Armour stuff on the sideline and his gloves and all that stuff. It's nice for him to give the instruction, and he's great football mind, but there's so much more to it than being a football guy. There's administrative things. You got to go to speaking engagements. You got to go on tours.
Hey, Blue,
a lot more.
The one question I have, though, in his favor, you tell me what family in Miami, Dallas, Atlanta, or anywhere else, when they find out Deion and Florida State want to make a trip to see Johnny.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the whole family's there. The aunt and uncle show up. There's like 400 people.
Yeah, no, listen, there's no doubt. I mean, he's a main attraction, but, he could be a main attraction as being part of the program, but to be the head coach is a whole different story. A whole different story. And I appreciate all the guys, the former Miami Hurricanes that spoke out, over the last couple of weeks about being head coaches and stuff. Yeah, it's nice, and they have their intentions are great, but until you have to sit down and do more of the administrative work and do all the roast beef and potatoes, tours throughout the state. a whole different ball game.
How about having
Have a lot of PR in you?
Yeah. How about a 15-year-old telling you, "Hey, it was really nice you came by to visit me, but I'm going to Clemson or I'm going to Alabama."
Your ego.
Like, really?
a guy like that who has a pretty decent ego built up, if some kid said, "Ah, no, we're picking Clemson over you," I don't know how he's going to be able to take that.
Yeah. He's going to go, "Hey, is Dabo in the Hall of Fame? Huh?
Right.
Yeah. Could he play baseball and track in the same day? Could he do that?"
Yeah. What about Super Bowl rings?
Yeah. And listen, that's right. He can sway baseball guys, too, so you never know.
Always great having you, Blue. Thank you
all
so
right,
much,
guys,
buddy.
Always,
appreciate it.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it. Bye.
Larry Bluestein joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. He's jacked up. Playoff
time.
Oh,
man, are you kidding me?
This is it for him, right?
We really, on paper, a lot of games don't look great tonight. I mean, it looks like there could be some real blowouts, but the Western South Dade, just by the way, not too far from the house, that's going to be fun to watch. I'm looking forward to seeing that tonight. I haven't seen South Dade
tonight.
Yes. I've seen Western play. And hey, listen, Western, 3-0 game. They were actually up 7-3 on St. Thomas early in the third. Then it all fell apart, kickoff return, pick six, and all the other stuff. But they got a really good defense. And South Dade, we'll see what happens, man. We'll see what happens. By the way, we got a lot more to get to here this morning. Don Bailey Jr. is on deck to come up in the 8 o'clock hour. Don't be flat, man. Don't be flat tomorrow, right? Don't come out like we're the Canes. Louisville, we're the Canes. You saw what we did last week. Don't do that, man.
Come out like it was last week.
That's right. Come out ready to play for sure, right?
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood. You must have a lot of good stuff today, man.
I don't know about that, Joe, but I do have a lot of stuff. We'll start it off here with the NBA on TNT. Little Barkley from last night. This is right up your guys' alley.
Oh,
it's kind of what
yeah.
we've been talking about all morning, to an extent. Here's Charles Barkley.
Like Shaq wanted me to talk about all them big old women. Oh, they got some big ones now. All them churros like this.
That's
I'm telling you. They be eating them churros.
And that's
what they be doing with the churros, Chuck? Hey, Shaq, remember they started a diet down there.
Do it slower, Chuck. Do it slower.
Slow.
That's what you miss the most about them.
Hey, do it slower, Chuck. Hey, Victoria's the Secret down there. That's how they came with that name. They got them big-ass bloomers down in San Antonio.
He's crazy.
How many people get away with that one?
Just Charles. That's it. Anyone else on TV says that, they're in trouble.
He's fat shaming.
Right.
I mean, you get away with it to an extent, too.
But not to that detail.
People go on social media and bitch to other people. I'm going to counseling. I'm all messed up.
Barkley's been talking about fat women in San Antonio for like a decade.
Yeah, it's been his part of the shtick.
Right.
All the great Mexican restaurants in San Antonio. Tex-Mex, some great.
Big bloomers.
Some great food there. You like to.
Jeez.
Grew up around Mexican food and you like
it?
I
like me some Mexican food, yeah.
All right, we keep it in the NBA here. This Kawhi Leonard story seems to get more and more ridiculous as we go here. The NBA fined the Clippers $50,000. Doc Rivers came out with some statements yesterday. He said, this is coming from Woj, about Kawhi Leonard. He feels great, but he feels great because of what we've been doing. We're just going to continue to do it. There's no concern here, but we want to make sure. I think Kawhi made a statement that he's never felt better. It's our job to make sure he stays that way.
So I heard Windhorst saying that he's got an injury. They need to come out clean on the injury so this stuff will stop, but they don't want to do it. I don't know.
I mean,
well, basically, here's the process.
He's
so
pretty
Woj
damn good
on.
For right. If he's got an injury, pretty damn good with that injury.
Well, Woj said that NBA doctors evaluate the medical info provided by the Clippers. The league doesn't just take their word for it. But he said that essentially Rivers is trying to be supportive of Leonard in public, and it's costing him $50,000. But to see how the coach come out and say that the guy's never felt better,
yeah, it's
not a great look when you don't play on national TV.
Yeah. By the way, Darren Revell this morning fining Clippers owner Steve Ballmer $50,000, whose net worth is $53.2 billion, is the equivalent of fining the average American less than 1 cent.
I was going to say, I believe, is he the wealthiest owner in all of professional sports?
53.2 Bs? That's a lot of Bs, man. That's a lot of Bs.
I'll write the $50,000. Hell, I have it in cash in my wallet here.
Somebody
give
check
it to
my
him.
Car. Yeah, I might have 50 grand
crazy.
Sitting there.
Crazy.
All right, guys, sometimes bad things happen to good people, and that seems to be the case here with Chris Carter, as he is out at Fox Sports. This one stings here. He basically got into a dispute. Got into a little bit of a dispute because he was upset. He wanted to be part of the pregame show, which they film right where they film his First Things First show.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know where FS1 is on the dial.
You know he's on that show. He's been on that show for a while, but go ahead.
Anyway, he is out officially. They had the security help him clean out his desk.
Ooh.
And he's done.
That's embarrassing, right?
A lot of people
probably should have had a fall guy.
No. Just so you know.
Great point.
When they let you go and it's ugly, when you clean out your desk, a lot of places, NBC does that too, where they have the security guy walk you in and out. The most embarrassing thing of all time to have that guy walk you out. It's not a good one. Listen, Chris Carter, let's face it. Chris Carter's a great player. But they're like, first of all, to lose your job because you can't be part of Thursday night football.
Come on.
And they went with Gronkowski.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Tony Gonzalez. I mean, whatever you think. Come on, Chris. And by the way, he got fired to ESPN. Mm. Now he's been fired. He's running out of place to go unless NFL Network is going to let him hop
aboard.
Yeah,
maybe.
And I got to be honest, not a very nice guy.
Yeah.
He's just
I think you're being nice by saying
he was
that.
A great player, but just not always a very nice
I think he has
guy.
The aura of being a little douchey to people.
If you see him in public, do not go up to him. I learned that the hard way.
Oh, I had my
do not go up to
I
him.
Had some at a basketball game too.
I think we all have on this.
I was at a Heat game as well, but this was when I was like young. And he was very rude.
I was at a Heat basketball game and hit me with something way out there about his son. And I just went, oh, okay, Chris. And, you know, I walked away and went, what a D-bag. Okay.
Sounds like you were the D-bag in the interaction, though, but.
No, I don't know. Trying to extort me
the
for
way
coffee.
You didn't tell the story very well. It sounded like you were the bad guy in that situation.
No, it's just, you know, he's just. He is what he is.
A little douchey. That's the common denominator.
Maybe he made a lot of money, doesn't need the job, because that's a hell of a way to lose a really good job.
And embarrassingly.
Maybe he'll be nicer to people now. Ready to move to college football?
Yeah.
All right. We got a big game coming up, guys. Ohio State is going to take on Georgia. The game will be in Athens, and the game will be in 2030. That was the announcement yesterday. So if you're a fifth grader right now, that's how you do the math on this one. If you're a fifth grader, you could be involved in this big marquee matchup here coming up in 2030. Joe, your thoughts on the year 2030?
It's 11 years from now.
You will be
dead. Good chance I'm dead.
I was going to say 90, but
yeah.
All right.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, no, that's... I'm guessing your fan base not getting real excited about
that.
Well,
how do you get excited about a game that's over a decade away?
God, you got to go that far out there.
I just saw that yesterday.
4 or 5 years is one thing, but my God.
4 or 5 years is still something like, oh, like when Miami announced more Florida games, it's like, we're playing again in 6 years. Okay, great. What do you want me to do for 6 years?
That's nuts.
Think about it.
What else you got, Woody?
Last story here for the week, guys. I remember the story I told you yesterday about Syracuse, their basketball team. They played Virginia in the opening game. They scored 34 points in the entire game. You guys will never guess who spoke to the team in the locker room during pregame.
Carmelo Anthony.
Had to be Carmelo.
It was Humble Mello.
I knew it. I knew you were going to say that. I didn't even see
the story. He brought his stench over to Syracuse.
Just shoot it. Don't pass.
And they went for 34 points in their opener, which is the least points they've scored in like 50 years.
Are you guys a little surprised, just a little bit, that nobody signed him to an NBA roster?
No, I'm not.
Even to sit at the end of the bench? Because he said, I'll sit at the end of the bench right now.
Okay, there's a difference between a guy that wants to sit on the end of the bench
who's kind of a Haslam
type, or a guy like Carmelo who's going to sit at the end of the bench, and every time someone misses a shot, you're going to hear him go, I would have made that.
Well, it's like
he's a locker room killer.
Right.
Look what he did to Syracuse.
You think he realizes he's 34. Going, there's teams that would take Dwayne Wade back right now, and I can't get in it, and he's retired, and I'm telling you, I want to play. I mean, that's got to be.
Joe, when his buddy,
how bad is
LeBron,
your,
already picked him up?
Oh, in a heartbeat.
I mean, come on.
How bad's your reputation when nobody wants you to sit at the end of the bench with minimum wage?
Yeah. It's a bad guy.
Bad stuff.
Bad.
Probably not
guy.
Good to have him speak in the locker room before the game either.
Right.
Now.
Not good. Right. Hey, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up, man. A lot more stuff to get to. Brandon Lang's going to join us from Vegas. We'll talk about and help you make some money, help you with some picks. Don Bailey Jr., getting ready for this home game coming up for the Miami Hurricanes. Hopefully come out on fire. Can we make it look like they think they're seeing Florida State guys and they're all fired up like it's their big rival?
Goggles on. That's how you could do that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.